Yo, 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 welcome to FDR's Wheelchair. It's going to be a wild week, guys. Guess what next week is?
Halloween's over.
Halloween's over, but really, the scary shit's about to go down. Elections coming next week.
Oh, midterms. Would you like some poll numbers?
No.
Yeah, oh, I was hoping for some spooky.
Well, they're pretty spooky.
Oh, they are. But you know what? Today, before we get into all that shit, we're going to talk conspiracy theories, guys.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
But what I love about conspiracy theories is that they're always on the fringe and they never make it into the mainstream. So we can just kind of have fun with it, right?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Okay,
we
good.
We can go wild. We can think about this any way we want because that's what a conspiracy theory is all about.
You're talking about like I'm about to see some titties or something.
Oh, yeah.
Titties, where?
On this podcast? What?
It started to sound like a Girls Gone Wild intro.
There's three pairs right here.
Okay, everybody, now we're refocused. We've talked about a few things at the beginning. We just took a break, to be honest with everybody, because we needed a little bit of a break. We're laughing a little much. We're having trouble being serious tonight, so it's time to get serious.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's like, I know Halloween's supposed to be like the woo, but I mean, really, that the spooky shit's coming up.
The spooky shit is coming up.
Yeah, and I like spooky shit. I mean, everybody likes a good Michael Myers thriller. But this is not a thriller. This is just like full on painful penetration.
It's a McConnell holiday.
I never thought of it as pain raw, probably dry penetration.
And then hearing Mitch McConnell immediately afterwards, like,
I'm going to use dust as lube.
Oh my God. Can you imagine selling like McConnell dust, which is just like fucking lubricant for Republicans?
It's good.
It's good
I'll
enough.
Take some.
It's like dry shampoo for my asshole.
McConnell, this is your best year ever.
This is what's going to finally change the Republicans from being so fucking angry and bringing down our democracy. Dry lubricant.
I think so.
There's a market for this shit. Oh, I think we should jump on it ahead of time.
Well, and there absolutely is, and they've metaphorically been.
Wait, we said dry lubricant, and Alexa literally went off.
Oh, my God.
Would you like the turtle?
Oh, my God. She straight up was looking for our area for dry lubricant.
She awoke. Actually, her little speaker's rolling over here as we speak.
We know what get Jeff Bezos aroused.
Wow. This could be a legendary podcast. I mean, we're really showing a lot of things right now. We're exposing many things. Ooh. But anyway, guys, that's like what today's about. It's about conspiracy theories.
We're just about to fuck artificial intelligence,
guys,
and I'm excited.
It's all about conspiracy theories today. And I know we're spinning the spokes, and I know we're doing that shit. But guys, today is really about the conspiracy.
I'm ready. I want to believe.
I really.
And there's so many things, guys. Like, literally, I tried to tell my dad for years Bigfoot was out there. I even showed him a video, and then he showed me how it's not real. And he was like one of those like hope killers when it came to just like, you know, conspiracies. And I don't want to do that shit anymore. Conspiracies are fun, guys.
I just want to believe them. Let's just believe them.
See, I'm your dad, and you all wrapped into one. I want to believe so bad. But I keep proving to myself why it's not real, and I bummer myself out. I like read these books. I'm like, yes, it's fucking real. And then I read something else. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I want to.
There's a part of our collective psyche that just wants to believe cool fucking crazy shit.
I want. I'm so close to UFOs, guys. I'm so close. We're so close.
No, and like
we're right there.
I feel like people too, when they think of conspiracy theories, we all latch on to one in particular at least. Like for me, and I probably have talked to you guys about it before, for me, it's JFK. I have a conspiracy theory that I have actually, I shit you not, done hours of research on.
And I've heard about over and over and over.
Oh, I know, but I'm so proud of it. We're not talking about it.
I know you are.
No, my point, I'm not trying to share it today, okay? But I'm just proud of it. You get proud of your conspiracy theories because you feel like you're part of it. You feel like you are part of that story in so many ways, you know?
We talked about this last time we were high.
Yeah, was it?
We pretended not to because I wasn't ready to get into it. And you were like, you have to be ready, bro. And I'm like, I'm not ready. And you're like, cool.
All right. So here's what happened.
No.
I'm ready, Ben.
No one's getting my military-grade drugs anymore. Fuck both of you.
Nah, that's fair.
Okay, we'll take the normal drugs like normal people.
Normal people. Wow, I feel a little buzzed.
Without our prostate exams.
So conspiracy theories or beliefs in things that are attractive, that are not real, like I said, are kind of like, you know, part of our psyche that there's an attraction to it. But living in a rational society, in a modern society where information and science and shared information is available and proof exists for certain things, you would think and hope that conspiracy theories would lie out on the fringes. But they are existent in mainstream politics, in mainstream culture, and it's leading to violence and the basically condoning of violence by our own leaders in our
because in our it's all about how you interpret said bullshit that's out there in the world.
So that's one place that we're going to go. And I think if you kind of put a circle around everything we're going to talk about today, it's
hey,
about threat of democracy.
Ben.
Yes.
We actually told each other that we weren't ready to discuss a conspiracy theory. Hi.
Yeah.
And Dave said, I'm not giving you my military-grade marijuana anymore.
That's right.
Surely we were responsible. I feel there's a conspiracy against us.
Well, Brandon, I think you're onto something. I think David is...
Where is he getting these military-grade...
David? Am I David now?
Oh, hush.
No, you're David.
Yeah.
David.
David. Perhaps. Oh.
And if you take the I out, it's...
David.
And that sounds very Muslim to me.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, I do notice him praying many times throughout the day.
He's always asking about my rugs.
Your rugs?
Yeah. At certain times of the day.
Which way is east in here? I feel like I'm facing south, and I don't like it.
You've been fasting many days in a row.
We talked about fasting on the way over.
Oh, my God.
Until I had a Snickers bar upstairs.
Hey, Ben.
Okay, yeah, he's fine. He's cool. Yeah, he's cool. He's cool. He's cool.
Can we call the conspiracy theory debunked?
Wait, no. Check if he's circumcised.
He knows I am. Not.
Shit. Okay. All right, guy. All right, guy. You're fine. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Before we get into conspiracy theories, because I'm ready for it, man. I am so ready for it. I think it's such an appropriate thing to do before midterms. Let's do some spokes, man. Let's spin up. Let's do something a little bit different before we get like some. Even though spokes aren't always the most serious thing, it's a little bit more like real based reality that we can see right in front of us, mm-hmm. right? So,
what
we got, man? What do you got today, Dave?
Well, we have a few interesting things today that I think just a little bit, you know, off topic, and but these are all real things happening. So, I want to make sure that we're all apprised of everything going on, right?
Yes.
So the state of Maine, believe it or not, you can get a naughty night license plate in Maine, but they're going to start removing those license plates soon. A naughty license plate. You can get like D's nuts on a license plate.
Oh.
Or Dave's circumcised license plates.
Oh. Oh, okay, that's what you mean by naughty. I was hoping like you could have like kinks.
Not sized.
No. Oh, yeah, I was hoping you would have like codes that you could like get a directory for kinks that you're into, but just like in letters, people could read them and be like, oh, I'm gonna follow this guy. Mm. Like
17743 is man tits.
Mm. Oh,
yes.
In 737, he's a diaper lover. Oh, well. I mean, that'd probably save a lot of conversation, a lot of, you know, uncomfortable interactions at the bar.
Isn't there this thing where you, like, a mixer where you go, like, single. You have like a green thing on.
Green, red, or yellow. Yeah. like a stop, a traffic light
party. Yeah, and then like you can get more in depth of like shit that you like. So you have like green and black because you're like into certain things.
It's kind of like gender at this point where it's just kind of like there's...
It's all made up.
Again, yeah. This is an offshoot of the headline. Maine starts removing their dog.
Going down the rabbit hole, I see. Yeah. All right, so what's the other?
Yeah, the next conspiracy one. Dickhead.
Video shows superintendent's move before drunk driving arrest.
Ooh.
And our third one is FDA warns against using NyQuil as a chicken marinade.
Why would you warn against that?
I know, exactly.
That's a good two-night sleep.
It is.
Hey, so, you being teachers, you should appreciate this. Hey, kids, we've got lunch in class today.
Oh, yes.
So instead of spinning the spokes, is there one of these that you would guys want to talk about more than the other? I'll let maybe you guys pick tonight.
Well,
we know about the NyQuil one because that's, you know, dinner.
I was gonna say no thank you, I already ate. You know, I guess, but I still kind of want to talk about that one, you know, because I feel like the naughty license plates, I already made it more exciting than it already is by talking about full-on kinks. I want to talk about, I think, either that or the superintendent one. So Brandon, which one do you want to do?
Let's do Chicken NyQuil.
Chicken NyQuil. Okay. All right.
So apparently, of course, you know, with the tickety-tock and the Facebook and whatnots, there's this challenge by the youth.
So fucking much.
Challenge by the youth. Oh, my God, Grandpa.
These youths are marinating.
He literally has new tennis shoes
chicken breasts because they're only ones that help my feet feel good. Don't you guys understand I have fucking orthopedic problems?
I know I have a dick problem.
And a dick problem. I'm fucking the oldest person here. Shut the fuck up.
So basically, though, I guess my first question, because we got a lot of questions here, is I wonder how it tastes.
Like fucking horseshit. I'm sure it does.
Well, you did text me saying, hey, Brandon, can you get these ingredients for tonight?
What I wanted to do, I wanted to make this shit and eat it live on our fucking stream tonight.
So, you imagine just like minute 45. Yeah, guys, I think when it comes to like.
But being an adult, we did not do that.
So, right.
So the thing I didn't think about, because
they just were out of NyQuil at Kroger.
Well, first of all, green or red?
Well, so that's like my thing is like, I feel like when you drink NyQuil, you kind of get like that minty almost taste in your mouth, right? So I'm just thinking like eating a chicken and getting a minty type flavor out of your mouth.
Then you should eat a flam. Lamb, you have mint sauce with
lamb.
Okay, guys, maybe the better question here, because we already know the news story, right? The news story is kids are fucking doing this shit. What would be the best meat to pair?
Okay, so if you're getting the green NyQuil and it's minty, lamb. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You want a medium rare on that shit? If you want to know, Gordon Ramsay has a YouTube video. You just sear it on one side for 3 minutes. Sear on the other side. Do the side, and you're golden.
Can you imagine?
Get those fucking ribs cut.
Okay, nice. I got one. What if you're lactose intolerant and you just dump it in your ice cream?
Back to Ben's diet problems. Well,
no, yeah, just put it on a piece of bread to see what the fuck happens.
We're just pinning you down and putting a funnel in your mouth at this point.
Carbonara on NyQuil. Oh my God! You imagine
so? Doesn't like if you cook, if alcohol is going to burn off, right?
But isn't
where's it going to burn
it's
off?
Not the alcohol
is it the antihistamine in
there
that
give,
it?
It's the other stuff in it that gives you the high.
Yeah, because what's weird about NyQuil, I never completely understood it because you could like give an alcoholic a shot of NyQuil and they'll fucking pass out. It's like a magic drug.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's like certain nights where I'm like, oh, I got to get to bed. I'm having a hard time sleeping. If I have NyQuil, like once in a blue moon, you're like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, dickheads. That's why it's called NyQuil. NyQuil. Night.
Not and to then put down a
Dayquil,
fucking
quill, dickhead.
But not for fucking horses.
But you know what, Brandon?
Brandon,
my problem is that, like, for us, we're thinking about the ingredients. For you, I feel like you just look at, like, food and drinks, and you're just like, yes, that is an object, and it goes in me, and I'm going to move on with my day. We're asking the real questions here. Okay, We're asking the ingredients. We want to know how it's happening. I want to know if I'm going to put my NyQuil, my goddamn linguine, how?
You're not eating linguine, you fucking gluten-free goddamn motherfucker. Oh, I'm sorry, this ratatouille has too much gluten for me. Please, chef, take it back. Add more green NyQuil, please.
Ratatouille is actually gluten-free.
Let's do this. You know?
I hate you.
Let's have our listeners out there mix their favorite flavor of NyQuil with whatever food they want, and they're going to take a picture of it, and they're going to report back on how
it's tastes. A NyQuil float, guys. I'm so excited.
Ooh, could you imagine like green chocolate chip. What's that? Mint ice cream. And you put some green on top of that, and you put some nuts and a cherry.
That sounds really good.
That's night time. It's
night time. How about this? NyQuil and sauerkraut.
Oh. Oh. That's repulsive.
My bowels just shuddered.
You'd shit yourself while you're passed out.
How about like chicken wings? How about like chicken wings, but instead of like ranch, it's NyQuil dipping sauce.
You get like a really hot sauce, you put the red NyQuil in, and you just mash it with
hot sauce. Yeah, I'm just imagining though, like
ranch,
like,
NyQuil, hot sauce together.
I'm just imagining eating like a hot ass wing and just feeling like your skin burning off, but you slowly falling asleep as your whole skin and tongue is like on fire.
So Saturdays.
Yes.
You're just like
Brandon's weekends.
So hot. Where's the milk? Where's the milk? Where's the milk? Where's the milk?
Getting ready for work tomorrow.
You shit yourself in the bed just like a red blood bath.
Oh,
I thought you said like a red blooded American.
Red blood.
Well, this meal comes with a side of Depends.
Yes.
Oh, good God. Well, guys, yeah, that's awesome. I would say if you're going to do it, children, at least be 14.
You can only buy it at 18 or slip somebody cool at 20.
If you can find a way.
This is not medical advice. Do not listen to this as medical advice.
I'll be at Walgreens at 11.
Well, Ben from FDR's wheelchair said, I'm 14. But don't get it from the Dollar General or the Family Dollar because apparently they're more expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, and you want the name brand shit.
Fuck you, yeah. You don't want like Equate.
Equate, yeah.
Only you would know. I was thinking of like, what's the knockoff brand? Dave's like, Equate.
What's this called? The sun turned off? What the fuck?
My medicine cabinet is full.
God. All right, so now we have come up with, I think we're going to have our first cookbook here soon, guys. I'm really excited.
FDR's wheelchair. NyQuil
cookbook. Ramen for the lonely man.
No, we'll just call it the polio diet. Because it probably would. All right, guys, so who's ready?
Rice.
Who is ready to get into conspiracies?
Sure. Yeah, totally, because we're on this NyQuil shit.
So real quick, before we jump into that, let's just make sure everybody knows what we're going to talk about, so in case they want to jump ahead or listen all the way through to whatever they want to do. So we're going to talk about the conspiracy theory, mostly in regards to the attack on Paul Pelosi, because this is some serious fucking shit, and how this perpetuates even more political violence in this country. Then we're going to talk about the Supreme Court taking up these affirmative action cases from the University of North Carolina and Harvard University that will probably, almost likely, bring about the end of affirmative action, which will unfortunately solidify the whiteness of FDR's wheelchair, but is going to have some major ramifications for higher education and access for people. And then we're going to wrap up kind of giving our prediction for midterms. Serious stuff. We try to make things funny, but there's a lot of stuff going on, and we're trying to protect democracy at the end of the day while making dick jokes, right?
Yeah.
Dick jokes first, though.
Dick jokes.
Well, you know what, though? I disagree with the fact that we're trying to protect it. I feel like we're trying to document it.
Ooh.
Because you know what, guys? At the end of the day, like, we fear for democracy. We do more than we ever have before. And I think platforms like this need to be recorded. They need to be around.
Yeah, and I feel it's funny. I don't think we've ever been in a stage where we're like, oh, democracy might go away. Like, it was never a thought right. in our process and like the way we thought about politics mm-hmm. before. Even when we started this show, I don't think it was a thought, and now it's becoming like, oh fuck,
right? Like, and that's what we do in the world. We loot.
And I
lose
like the
things.
Way you said that, because we could live in a society in the future where we can't document this.
No.
And that kind of sent a few chills up my arm when you said that. I mean, we are still trying to protect as much as we can.
For
but
sure.
By documenting it, we're leaving a record in case that record isn't allowed to be.
And for the record, they're holding hands. That's a chill.
Yes. Yeah, that's where the shiver went up my ass. Spine.
Yeah.
I'm no longer flaccid.
Oh, man. So guys, where do you kind of want to start with this?
So let's start with what happened to
one.
Paul Pelosi.
Yeah.
Brandon, why don't you tell us what happened with Paul Pelosi?
Well, first of all, let's tell the people. I mean, I'm sure they've heard of Pelosi. Who's Paul Pelosi?
The Crypt Keeper's husband.
okay, just in case anybody was wondering, you know, how Paul was related.
It's Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And despite what we think about them being grifters and insider traders to get all the money from the stock market and political power that they can, they're the Democratic leaders, or she is the Democratic mm-hmm. leader in the House. So Nancy Pelosi, that is... her husband is Paul Pelosi, and he was attacked in his home by a man wielding a hammer saying, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" He was saved by the 911
dispatcher
because he called her secretly and was trying to send her coded signals as he was talking to the person. To get them to dispatch the cops, and she actually picked up on those clues and sent.
Well, there's either conspiracy here, or somebody woke up from a coma, thought it was Nancy Kerrigan, and tried to finish off the job.
Oh, fucking Tonya Harding. God damn, not
man.
Again.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So not the 90s.
And I like you said, despite, you know, what we think of them as individuals, as grifters, like you said, I mean, these are our leaders.
Oh, fuck, we're Democrats. God damn it. All right.
And no, they're fucking human beings.
Cut that.
They're human beings.
Yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't live in a society where the political leaders have to literally feel fear for their lives all of the time. Have there always been random assassinations? And yeah, those things do happen, but we have concerted political violence that is being perpetuated by right-wing extremists using conspiracy theories to bring it and normalize it to everybody else. This was attempted murder on the Speaker of the House's husband, who was looking for the Speaker of the House that was looking to kill her. The same kind of person that showed up in mass at the fucking Capitol building that went looking to fucking kill her.
Can I spin a spoke on
spoke?
Spit us.
I don't know if
spit
you guys
it.
Have heard this, but the attacker is not American.
Hopefully he's not Canadian.
He totally is.
He totally is. He's an illegal.
Illegal Canadian.
And you know what? It's
so the terrorists are coming from the northern border, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well,
and
white. But that's the thing, Dave. You said like, well, you know, it does happen from time to time.
Right.
It happens in third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
This is when this shit happens. You don't hear about it in countries like ours.
Yeah.
You don't. And why? And maybe, I don't know. Like, maybe that's the real question. Why does it happen in third world countries, guys? Why does it happen?
Because you have access to the people. You don't have the same security.
You have access.
You have much more radicalized political factions.
Ah.
And when people live in abject poverty, they resort to desperate measures.
Ah. Or abject ignorance.
Well, with that comes a lack of education, a lack of knowledge, and all those kind of things.
Right. So, in some ways, are we just slowly?
That's what happens when
devolving.
You try to abolish the Department of Education.
Are we just slowly devolving into many aspects of a third world country?
Absolutely.
That is definitely an example.
When you
of
try
what
to
happens.
Ban and burn books, yes.
Yeah, and again, this is like this is a benchmark for us, is it not? This is a benchmark for us.
Yeah.
So
it's not.
So a few things on the surface, it happened. You don't hear a lot of people in the Republican Party condemning it. You did hear Steve Scalise, who was attacked himself a few years ago. I mean, he kind of gets it, but his radical ideology promotes it on the back end, which is kind of fucked up. So these things are happening. It's normalized, and people with political power, they either ignore it or they make jokes about it on the campaign trail, which we see happening.
Or they make conspiracy theories
about it. Or they create conspiracy theories. And I don't know a lot of the specifics about the lead conspiracy theory that's been going around right-wing media.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull up Twitter.
Ooh, we're going to pull YouTube. Up the Twitter. YouTube. I know it has something to do with breaking glass, right. Going the wrong way.
Mr. Pelosi, can you touch on the doll where they attacked you? Can you? No? No?
Despite the fact that there's a camera video all around that shows exactly
But no, please, happened. Mr. Pelosi, could you please point on the doll where they attacked you? Well, here and here. Your nipples, sir. Yes. Yes. Started there.
But, sir, I don't see a doll. I'm the doll.
I am the doll. That's what you just said.
Please touch me.
No, please. Nancy's very busy these days. She just doesn't have the time. It's not anything about her interest or impetus.
Oh, I got Nancy Pelosi's tweet.
Oh, yeah?
The Pelosi family is thankful for beautiful outpouring of love, support, and prayers from around the world. Paul remains under doctor's care as he continues to progress on a long recovery process and convalescence. He is now home, surrounded by his family, who requests privacy. She's part of it. She's part of the conspiracy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I can't pull up a good Twitter about it.
But it's what? It doesn't the details of what the conspiracies are don't really matter. It's the fact that people are believing in the mainstream media, on the right-wing media, right-wing politicians. A lot of them are believing these lies, and if they're not believing them, they're perpetuating them. And at the very least, they're not even going out there and condemning it. They're just letting it happen.
Just letting go, saying that it's a false flag.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one. The second one was that they let him into his home. He's not really injured. He went to a private doctor, and all three didn't happen.
Debunk immediately. There's no evidence.
Now they want the release of the 911 dispatch call, which you don't usually get until
right.
After the investigation's over, right, yeah.
Wow. So people are interfering with just public.
Yeah, same happened with the Trump documents that they want the release of the affidavit.
With JFK.
And remember,
I swear to God, Ben, if we get into this tonight.
No, but listen, though, all jokes aside, that is something to think about, because when all that happened, government officials stepped in and really overtook a lot of things that should have been either private or should have been public. So we're seeing a similar trend where people are covering things up or changing the story with things that should either be private or public. Seems like this is something that continues to happen.
Fucking want UFOs to be real, man. I really do.
I do too.
So I guess then when it comes to these things, you wonder then why some things are hush hush and why other things are so quick to be.
Brandon, you want to go out to eat while he tells a story about
sure.
this? Okay, yeah. Let's go. Where do you want to go?
Guys, so we're actually doing this thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the restaurant called Any Fucking Where?
So we're trying this thing called a thoughtful conversation. It might be new for you both.
It's called the Socratic Method, dickhead.
Motherfuckers, if we're doing conspiracies,
what
think
is
about
a dickhead?
It.
Think about it. Is there a really dick on his head?
My God. You know what? You know what?
I'm so...
We're in conspiracy theories.
I'm so far removed from the Socratic method. I just assume asking.
Yeah. You literally told me this was going to be a safe space for me to talk about this shit.
He never promised a safe space.
I promised
this is
myself.
FDR's wheelchair.
I told myself on the way.
This
it's
is a
be
horrible
a safe
place.
It's going to be a safe space. My point.
What, in your Kia.
My goddamn point.
Blue.
Blue. What's wrong with my Hyundai Kona?
Yeah. You know what happened?
The one that's brand fucking new?
No, Kia's made in South Korea. You know what happened in South Korea the other day? 150 people were killed. Yeah. Near a Kia plant.
They were close near a Kia plant?
No, I have no idea. I was literally making that up, kind of like most conspiracy theories. Oh, put your headphones
this
on.
This is why we get 30 listeners a week.
Get your iPad.
Come on. Get back. Sit down. Macy will lick your balls.
It's anyway. What I'm trying to say is with these conspiracy theories, they evolve, right? But sometimes it's because there's over information shared. Sometimes they hide things. And I guess I try to figure out more and more, what does that really mean for us?
Mm-hmm.
Like when they overshare, is that panic? Is it when they undershare that's panic? Or is it a little bit of both?
Oh, I'm not making fun of you this time, I promise. So there's a theory, and some CIA agents have said that they overshare to lead to misdirect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So apparently it's a lot to do with the UFOs. Is like, yeah, fuck them, let them believe it's fucking aliens, just do it, whatever proves that they're aliens, fucking release it. So it's a misdirect to what it actually is.
And then probably when they undershare, there's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
And, okay, so when we look at what we're seeing right now, what do you guys think?
I think this dude got fucking his head bludgeoned in with a hammer by a fucking Canadian.
Yeah, I think
like a you know, acted alone type of
Mm-hmm. That I don't know.
Well, that's what I want to talk about.
But okay. But he may have acted alone, but these ideologies spring up with this flow of access, you know, online, dark web, whatever you want to call it. People are part of some kind of ideological group, whether it's a physical group or they know the people or not. They might act alone, but there's mechanisms that are moving, either physical or in the virtual world, where people take action on that are causing these things to
because
happen.
Because at some point, it's more ignorant to say that a guy just got into the Pelosi's house and bludgeoned them compared to what I got help.
I'm confused about, how do you know where the fuck they lived?
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is the kind of shit where you start like piecing all these things together, and then you start finding the source. The Pelosi's have many enemies. More enemies than I think the average bear.
Mm-hmm.
So what enemy? Is it the anonymous enemy of the people?
Well, when is you it sell the... your soul for that long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, but absolutely. So then, you know, is it the anonymous people? Is it the common people? Or is it somebody of power who leaked out some information?
Maybe. I would...
All possible.
I would like to think, just as a red-blooded American, that a person of power would have done a way better job. You know, like, you got the wrong motherfucker, and he didn't do it.
Didn't even fucking, like, Negan that bat, put some spikes on it or something.
Yeah.
Like,
you really fucked
remember
it up.
It was
very unprofessional.
The lackeys that they send out that convince them to do these things are relatively dumb people.
Yeah, but you look at Putin and the shit that he does. He fucking... He takes people out left, right, and center and goes, it wasn't me. Well, I did not know. And you're like, yeah, no, it was totally you.
Did a good people. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. The cold, deadless eye.
Don't encourage him. He's just going to keep doing it really bad.
Just
really mad
picturing
at
you shirtless on horseback right now.
No, I'm mad at you.
Ben,
no, stop talking, guys. I'm mad at you
tea?
Both. I'm mad at you both.
Oh, he's not over it yet.
No, of course I'm not over it. I was, you know, excited about this. I was getting into it, and
I supported you.
He did.
He did.
Came back.
I
and
came
supported
back
you.
Around and supported you.
Yeah, after you kicked me in the nuts like 7 times.
Well, that's how
conspiracy theories work.
wrong. Make fun. Well, you might be onto something, guy.
Exactly.
God damn it. Well,
UFO's a real motherfucker.
You know you're giving me shit for JFK. I've said it like 4 times. You said UFO like maybe 15 times.
Yeah. And this week,
no, don't want to hear it. Actually, thanks though. Appreciate it, but I actually don't want to hear it. Doesn't really matter to me.
Let's see. That says Ben. So
do it. Do it. I care.
You're not gonna silence me.
totally doing a fuck. We should do a conspiracy theory podcast, Ben. Or just you and me arguing with each
other.
Which, you know what?
Which is most conspiracy.
That's exactly what it is.
You guys are onto something. There's no podcast out there about conspiracy theories.
No, I don't think there's a single one.
Not one.
You know what? Ginger. Even better. Nobody's talking about serial killers.
I know. Or true crime.
Or true crime.
No. Let's do it.
Have you guys ever heard of Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, please enlighten me.
He seems like a pretty normal guy on the outside, but then wait. It's kind of like those boba teas. You think it's just tea and then it pops right into your mouth.
I bet you Dahmer has NyQuil.
And chicken breast.
he didn't need the chicken. He ate his NyQuil neat.
Oh, I never thought about that. Oh, no. Can you imagine a little NyQuil with ice on the rocks before bed?
You think cannibals like inject the NyQuil into their like victims' like blood so they could like fall asleep after they eat them?
Like a Capri Sun.
I don't think you're worried.
Like a Capri Sun. Oh my god! I'm sorry.
I don't think you're worried about going to sleep after you eat somebody.
Right.
Where do you put the little straw?
Every time every time I plug it in, it just squirts in my face. Do I have to flip it upside down and then get it in the bottom?
The worst thing is whenever you can't get the straw in the first time.
Oh, like, Hawaiian punch. Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Wow, this is a lot different than last week's episode, isn't it? Right.
Oh, it really is, and I love it.
Oh, God. So, back to documenting the end of democracy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, what worries me is, like, I just keep reflecting back to things that have happened where, you know, you have the speaker's husband almost murdered, the person trying to also murder the speaker if she happened to be there. January the 6th, where they tried to kill the speaker. January the 6th, where they tried to kill the vice president of the United States, who is Republican.
Two times Nancy Pelosi's escaped.
It remind me, because also Samuel Alito talked about how every member of the Supreme Court has had death threats against them. So if you think about how effective this could possibly be, the threat of Michael Pence against Michael Pence just for following the Constitution. Think about the conservatives on the Supreme Court, with the exception of Clarence Thomas, who always votes one way. But you can document at least one, two, even maybe more times where Alito and Barrett and, Roberts, they voted at least once with, you know, the minority or majority who is never aligned with Clarence Thomas. They voted with Sotomayor or whatever. All they have to do is vote one time with the other side, and they're going to have a death threat against them from the right. The political violence in the United States right now is coming almost exclusively from the right. It's resulting in the near deaths of elected officials at the highest level, and they have already murdered police officers at the Capitol. They're cop killers. They're anti-democratic, they're fascists, and they're actually really doing it, and we're fucking ignoring it. I mean, yeah, it's in the news. We're fucking ignoring and then forgetting that it actually fucking happened. Like, do people fucking forget that a year and a half ago, the Capitol was almost overtaken?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they forget. They forget a lot of things. We forget a lot of things as people. I mean, actually, democracy at this point, the reason it's so compromised is that we don't even understand how beautiful it can be. We don't.
No.
We found the beauty in it centuries ago when we got rid of tyranny. We found the beauty in it. We didn't take advantage of it. We treated it with respect because we knew it was so much better than what it was. Now we don't. We throw our fists in the air and get angry over things that we don't fully understand. Mm-hmm. And we get angry at those who can't see eye to eye with us, even though that's what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know, and I almost feel like we've just become so spoiled in that sense.
Absolutely.
We really have.
And that's why we do forget shit now.
Mm-hmm.
We just do. We don't remember. Because if we did, we wouldn't be having these problems.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know. I just,
when we had, if we had real voter turnout,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, absolutely,
things would be a lot different.
Well, and it's something where democracy takes work. Democracy takes effort. Tyranny mm-hmm. does not take work or effort.
No, and it doesn't take intelligence. It's
easy. No, it doesn't take intelligence. And guess what? I mean, I'll just say it right now. I feel like a lot of people in our world, in our country, would thrive under tyranny right now because they wouldn't have to use their fucking brains.
Oh yeah.
No, they don't use they it would, now. That, yeah. They just want to be told.
They
how
just
to do
say,
it.
"Please, sir, may I have another?" I mean, yeah. that's how they could be because that's who they are, and. Almost in some ways, it makes you so angry that they get free will,
mm-hmm.
even though they deserve it.
Right.
They deserve it, but they don't. And I don't know. I think that is something that is truly lost right now. And I'm baffled because I just can't believe you're saying this shit right now about how people have had moments of disagreements mm-hmm. or voting the minority or majority. And this is what becomes of it.
And what I'm really afraid of, and like I mentioned that, you know, police officers have been killed on the Capitol steps, but they didn't have a big name attached to them. When Nancy Pelosi or somebody else is murdered, I think we're at a point where the reaction is going to be about the same.
Yeah, I'm still baffled that policemen were murdered on the Capitol, and there's like peaceful protests. Oh, what about the BLM?
It's riot.
Yeah. Well, that's peaceful protest. Okay. Yeah. Right. If you want to see a peaceful protest.
One thing does not equal the other. Even if it was violent. Two wrongs don't make a right, or whatever, however you view the BLM protests. They were on the Capitol murdering policemen, wanting to hang the vice president. What the flying fuck? And it's just like,
direct actors trying to overthrow the government of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, treason, punishable by death, right?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but that's what it is, right?
No. Yeah. Like, we talked about this before, but yeah.
Yeah.
And they're getting off light.
Oh, really light, which means they're given a green card to do it again.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you know, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl the next month, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't got to think about this anymore. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if all the protesters that day on the Capitol steps were black. How many would be dead?
Oh, I mean, and the measures that would have been taken to stop. I just remember.
You think the Oklahoma Tulsa bombing was bad?
Right.
I just remember, though, too, and I'm so glad you said that. I remember watching that in particular. And you know, a neighbor of mine came over and we just watched it. And what was so crazy is, like, when you watch the video, you saw people slowly climbing up. You saw hours afterwards, people still walking and roaming, looking like they're about to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was doing anything. Nobody was pressuring them. Nobody was coming at them. It was just kind of like, okay, let's just see what they...
They were able to shit on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That takes a moment.
It does.
And yet, in cities everywhere, just a few months before, tear gassed.
Oh, and then he had someone gunning him down the streets, and he was a hero. Yeah.
Gunning them down, and they're a hero. And in the courtroom, when they cried their eyes out, they said, "Poor young man."
Yeah. Hmm. But they show the cop, literally, his face is being crushed by someone's hand, and then someone grabs him by the throat and is choking him, and he can't get out. And that was a police officer.
Yep. Protect and serve.
And screaming, and he screamed for his family.
Yep.
You know, I feel like if I do, like, you ever seen, like, one of those, like, those stupid things where it's like those word clouds?
Yeah.
Where, like, you think of a word and you have to, like, start, like, filling in words beside it. If I were to, like, just say the word democracy and I asked, like, 100 Americans, all with different political views, to like fill in that those word webs, do you think a single one word web would look the same?
No.
And is that now officially dangerous?
Not instinctively, not inherently. It's not.
It shouldn't be. But I'm saying now.
Possibly. Depends Yeah, it could very well be.
I say yes.
Democracy that they're describing.
I say yes. Because people fight for democracy. But if we all have a different view of what democracy really means.
Well, there's not a fucking opinion. It's not an opinion.
Oh, it's not, but again.
This fucking gets me worked up.
And even if we don't agree on what it actually is, there's certain tenets, basic, fundamental things that we should be able to agree on, like a fair and free election. And it happens, but we have half the country that can't even get to that point. I mean, I remember back, we were just joking upstairs when you guys came over during the 16 election and saw everything go down the shitter. And the next day, I'm walking around in fucking shock. Everybody's looking at each other like, what the fuck just happened? But we didn't question that the results were real. And it was close, too.
No.
Because I know that the system worked. I knew that he would be the next president and that we would have to politically grapple with that. But I wasn't like, democracy worked.
And you know what most, the liberal people I talked to when Trump was elected was, fuck. But let's see if he does a good job.
Because
he's going to be the president.
Yeah.
Like, and I care more about America than I care about some fucker.
Yeah. My first class the next morning, so Wednesday morning, was a women's studies class.
Oh.
There was 5 men, including me, and then there was, I mean, I shit you not, about 200 women, including a female professor. And it was a sad class. It was a sad day. I mean, there was most people stood up and explained why they're scared. Our professor cried, you know, it felt like a funeral, you know, like I literally felt like I was at a funeral for democracy. And again, like you said, nobody though questioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody questioned, they questioned why it happened, but right. Nobody questioned that it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's democracy.
Yeah. Yeah. And. The way you can prove that, the way the right's claiming denial and voter fraud and stuff, you know how you can tell it's a fraud? Because when they win, nothing.
There's nothing at all.
Nothing.
Nope.
It's fine when they win. Mm-hmm. Even though they're the most unpopular party ever. Ever. In American politics. Gerrymandering and taking districts and electoral college that are giving the power.
Yep.
So when they win, fine. When they lose, my God, we're under attack by China. And Hugo Chavez, who's been dead for
tyranny of the minority.
Years.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So kind of like circling that around to like, you know, this.
Oh, we have topics.
The last week before midterms, it's like, so we'll see. The worst case scenario is that the Republicans take back over the Senate and the House. And what that means for the next 2 years is a ridiculous amount of gridlock. And that, okay, shit ain't going to happen. But what is really scary is that the legislative branch will have no power. They'll have the power, but they won't exercise the power to investigate crimes committed by their own political party
and their surrogates. And the Republican Party is actively saying that they're going to bring in terms of impeachment against Biden.
Yeah.
Right.
They haven't actually said why.
But again,
inflation
too,
is one of them.
We said this early on. Like, I disagreed with Dave and I said we're documenting. That's like what we're doing on this show. Document right now.
Yeah. See if we're right.
See if we're right. But if the Senate and the House go to the Republicans, what that could set up. I mean, think about all the things. Now, I'm not going to say we take for granted, but just the things we just always know to be true with rights of people, rights of different people, opportunities, you know.
It's already happening.
It's already happening. Fuck Roe v. Wade's been right in front
of
us.
And they're in the fucking minority. Could you imagine?
Right?
Yeah.
And again,
I'm sorry, minorities, you're done.
Yeah.
And again, like, this is the kind of stuff where it's all going to come back to stuff like this because, listen, I feel like sometimes people don't understand this too when it comes to like things like the Senate and the House, is that if you have the Senate and the House, it's like the next time you try to get back to send it in the house, you are a lap behind.
Exactly.
You're catching up.
Yeah.
And as of right now, we technically have the lap ahead, and it's been useless. We've Maybe still lost.
Good thing we didn't get rid of the filibuster.
Right?
You want to get rid of it when it doesn't serve your purpose. Right. I mean, that's always going to be the cycle of things with political power. Absolutely. That is definitely the double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You know? Obviously, this has immense fallout possible. But I'm telling you what, the roller coaster of the next 2 years, this will define the course of this
spooky,
country
scary
for better
Senate.
Or worse for a really fucking long time.
Spooky,
and if the Republicans
Senate.
Ever get control of both houses and the presidency, we're really
fucked. Oh, we're fucked. We're fucked. We're absolutely fucked.
Dave?
Yes?
Your ancestors are from Europe, right?
Yes.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm.
And we both have like brown, grayish, older hair.
Yeah.
We're fairly melatonin free.
We are, yes.
They come after us. Give them the ginger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be okay.
We'll be okay.
Be like, FDR's wheelchair, that was all Ben's idea. He right. made us do this.
I don't even like him. He was a wheelchair loser.
I hate cripples.
Cripples. Oh, I like this guy. He's a cripple.
Derogatory term, check.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I'm safe.
Man, I tell you what, guys. Not enough conspiracy in this episode. That's my only mark on today. I feel like there should have been more conspiracy. I love talking conspiracy. I don't like talking about, like, what's about to happen because it's just right here.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas, but, like, instead you're going to get stabbed in the morning. Like, hey, guys. You're going to get stabbed in the morning 3 days from now.
Why are there four Germans looking over me?
Right. Hey, guys, 2 days. Going to get stabbed. Ready? Ready?
No, Anatoly, I don't want the tea.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But you know what? I think, though, if we ever do lose our democracy, our conspiracy should just be on what's happening in the moment. And like how to get democracy back, and we should be like disheveled. Like I want this. Like I want to not do it in a nice place. I want to like find like a bunker with just mud and just like one like Ethernet cable going somewhere. I want to do this old school. I want to be a true underground podcast if democracy ever goes to shit.
I'm in, man.
All right, let's do it.
I'm
let's
down.
Do
it. I mean,
yeah.
I want to be one with the earth,
like a pirate radio station.
Right?
Yeah, fun shit.
Fun shit, right?
Dystopian podcast.
I want to be a dystopian podcast. Mm-hmm. We're the
Dave finally hardened years.
We're what's called the Wheelers, the ones that still believe in the leftist agenda.
The Wheelers.
And then the nice neighborhoods, the Pences, if you will. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they control all the milk. And the land and the taxes. And then oddly enough, I feel like Trump would not do well in a dystopian society.
No, he's fucked.
Oh, no.
No, I feel like he would actually absolutely get fucked.
He's a pussy. He'll
he's
die
a
right
pussy.
Away.
No. He's a fake dystopian character.
Mm-hmm. Bannon will fucking rape him over the Resolute Days.
Right. I mean, listen, when it's all said and done, a Cheney would be a true dystopian king.
Yeah, that's why we're terrified of her.
Right.
And
I feel like we're bringing out the dusty lube again.
Right.
Yeah. McConnell's just going to be a fucking skeleton walking around. You ever played Fallout 4?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll just be a bunch of McConnell because you know that motherfucker has cloned himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? Maybe.
Fucking,
oh,
I took out two more McConnells today.
So, guys, I think what we need to start doing is like every other week we need to do like specials. Like the dystopian society, and instead of talking politics, we just create a dystopian world in which everything just goes to shit, but we're still out there and we're like gathering like the rebellion. We are the leaders of the rebellion. And
have you watched Dead Poets Society recently? I feel like you're giving off that vibe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool. I'll meet you in the cave later.
In the cave.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Oh, shit. Cool. Anyway. I like it.
Anyway, yep.
I'm with you.
Did we learn anything today?
Yeah, we learned a lot of shit today.
If you want green NyQuil, make a nice little lamb. Maybe if you want red NyQuil, maybe make a curry or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Put some chicken in there.
Different strokes for different folks. I see it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Dave?
Pass out by noon.
I learned that Ben gets really personal about JFK.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I don't think you learned that, though.
All right. All right. How about this? We're going to make a side episode where Ben and I talk about JFK, and you're going to be the moderator.
Oh, fuck. I was just going to say, okay, and I won't be there that day.
No, you can have your bottle of wine and your NyQuil chicken. All you're doing is just be like, oh, fucking these guys. Oh, we can like talk about it because I love conspiracy.
Well, I want to talk about it too, but I can't.
You literally said you didn't want to be there.
Well, because you two are going to be there talking about
it. So the magic the magic bullet didn't actually exist, okay? Magic bullet would have meant that it curved. So if you actually look at the way that the seats are formatted in an old-school car like that, you actually start considering the fact that the bullet's going to find its way through.
Said future episode, right?
Yes, future episode.
Very good.
What do you want to eat tonight, bud?
Yeah, anywhere but around this motherfucker.
Okay.
Is he still talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really kind of. I can still pick him up.
He has no idea, does he, that this actually has been
a legacy of FDR in his wheelchair.